Is there any one game that stands out in your career as being most memorable?
Yeah.
Which one?
The last game I played in college, the climax of a wonderful time, was against Ed McCauley at St. Louis University. Ed was a freshman and was quite good. Ed's about 6'8", and not big enough to tackle a guy 7 feet tall, but he did at Stillwater this night. Mr. Ivor, for some reason, he didn't exactly tell me, go shoot everything you can get up, but he says, go get him. That's enough for me. I got 58 points that night, and that record at Stillwater has the individual scoring record per game. To the best of my knowledge, and I was trying to check on it the other day, stood for 30 years. I was more proud of that particular deal, and that particular night, I could have thrown a toilet seat through the tail. Goal, and he got in.
So Mr. Iba must have been terribly excited for you.
Well, he was, because admonition to each to us. And I believe this. You don't win with stars. You win a team game with a team. And in college, we had a team. I tell you, we weren't that close and intimate with one another in terms of families, because several of the guys had children by this time. But as a team, as far as selflessness, completely unselfish, we were a great basketball team. They had a sense of humor. Somebody could screw up and we'd see the humor in the thing rather than the criticism. It was just a great time.
But that last game, Mr. Iba allowed you to be the star.
Well, yeah.
When a game wasn't going right and so forth, was his tactic to yell, to scream at the team? What was he like then?
He was a man whose voice was well heard in the circle that surrounded him on the basketball course, but he didn't particularly care to have his comments or his strategy, so to speak, reflected out of the stands. So he'd chew your ass out, but he never demeaned and made you feel cheap. He would give you a lesson about the mistake that you made when you made it, which was a great help. And he believed that you were doing your best or you wouldn't be out there. And there was a relationship there that we knew that he was not trying to ride in on our backs or get a raise as a basketball coach. We knew what his purpose in life was, who he was, and how he took care of some of us that needed a little help and guidance and a kick in the butt. Joe Halbert was my roommate. Joe Halbert was about 6'8", maybe. And I was in a bad mood, and I went out, and I hit Joe right in the mouth with my elbow and hit him deliberately. And he stopped the practice. What the hell are you thinking you're doing, he said. And I knew I was in for it. And for 10 minutes, probably, he berated me and put me that floor down in a crack and half a basketball floor. Oh, if it's through your butt out. Oh, my God. You never got mad at him. You knew he was right.
So you must have taken a lot of lessons learned from Mr. Iba through the rest of your life.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.